Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Hour 2 of the Adam Carriker Show. Sponsored by our good friends at Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors. You value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at suizo.com. 40 years strong in business. Suizo Construction, that's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. All right, Jake. Updates from John Butler. So when it came to the updates from Holgorsen real quick, it sounds like he's got a lot of confidence in Raiola. That was my biggest takeaway. Like, he mentioned some of these other things. Respects Michigan's defense, obviously. Luke dropped a pass or two or struggled a little bit last week, but he expects him to be a big part of their offense going forward. My big takeaway was, man, he's got a lot of confidence in Dylan. And Lateef gives Dana great comfort. In other words, if he needs to go in, I feel decent about that. You know what I mean? So those are my major takeaways from his updates there. All right, John Butler. We will be more prepared for a mobile quarterback. Ooh. So you mean what I said yesterday about playing Cincinnati and Soresby was actually a good thing? Because otherwise, we would have found out we're not great against mobile quarterbacks against Michigan. And that could have literally been the difference in the game. It was almost the difference in the game versus Cincinnati. All right. Should I pick Nebraska just because of that? We're going to be better prepared for a mobile quarterback. I'm not going to lie to you. I think that's a huge deal that I've not heard anyone else talk about. I don't sit here and listen to sports talk nonstop my entire day, but I haven't heard anyone else mention it. Have you?
Not necessarily, but I mean, again, it's one of those things like I would hope he would say that. I mean, they better be more prepared.
I just like the fact that it's a big deal and we're aware of it, because sometimes you don't find out some of your weaknesses, because when you're going against yourself, you can only learn so much until you're in the middle of a game. And we found that out in the middle of a game that we were able to figure out a way to win, and now we're going to be better for it going forward starting Saturday. All right, it says Michigan has a nice collection of pass catchers. The competition is increased, but our approach won't change. He's being really nice. By far their weakest position group is their wide receivers. Their tight end is a stud. He's 6'5", 250. He's been battling injuries. He runs a 10.7, 100-meter dash, or at least that's what he ran in high school. He's a stud. Their wide receivers are in the bottom half of FBS when it comes to how they're graded with their route running, their catching.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
You got a true freshman quarterback who's going to have a high ceiling and a low floor because he's absurdly talented and he's also incredibly inexperienced. He's being very kind. I'll be more blunt. Their wide receivers should not scare us. We should stack the box and trust our number one pass defense in the country. That's where I'm at. Secondary isn't playing as Butler expected. I'm sorry, what? What do you think that means? Demands eye discipline. Okay. Missing a few things with their reads is what he's saying. And to be fair, it's not about how you're playing versus your competition. It's about how you're playing versus how you can potentially play. And I think that's what he's saying. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably good, especially to hear from him, that there's a lot more to work on. Because right now, you look at the number one pass defense in the country. You know, it would be easy to kind of get a big head, start walking around campus thinking that you've made it. But as we know, again, the quality competition is going to step up. As you were saying, Michigan's passing game is not as dynamic as what we'll maybe see down the line against the USC or Penn State or something like that. But it is going to be, again, a step up in competition. So anything you can kind of pick apart and say, you know, here and there, this is not how you play it. It needs to get better. Is a great way to do it. Again, I'll remind you, Sierra Wright, I think, has had given up one reception for 4 yards so far this year. So I like it. And I do think it is, you know, expecting perfect, not good, you know, kind of, you know, demand excellence, not just rest on whatever they're at right now.
You know what I've noticed is Rule and his staff tend to be hardest on the things they're doing good at and the softest on the things they need to improve on publicly. Remember after the first game, he all but berated the special teams after the Cincinnati game, but he was incredibly kinder to the defense in other areas. I don't hate that. After a win, a coach should be harder on a team, depending on the loss, than after a loss. That's the psyche of a player and understanding the psychological approach from a coach. Also, I think public perception, people are going to be like, okay, we're doing all right pass defense-wise, so you can be a little harder on them. But if you're struggling in a certain area and you're just like, oh, we're not playing any in that area very good at all, that comes across differently. You know, it's about public relations and understanding how things come across. So I just threw my pen accidentally. All right, we are going to go to break. We're going to have an incredibly long last segment. Henry Litovsky, current Nebraska football player, starting offensive lineman, is going to join us here in about 7 to 10 minutes. Okay, so let's go to break here, Jake. We'll come back. We'll continue to break down Butler's press conference. And then when they call in, we'll bring him live on air, and then we'll wrap up the show afterwards. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right, sounds phenomenal. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.